Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So, first, let me start by saying happy birthday, Clea. Today, we are going to talk about the fourth surge, hopefully the last one. But before we do that, I want to talk about something else. People have read into my position on something, and I want to clarify it. I'm a big supporter of bodily autonomy. You own your body. Okay? That means that you get to determine tattoos, piercing, family planning, what goes into your body, all of that stuff. People have read into that and come up with the wrong conclusion. So to be super clear on something, I am vaccinated against just about everything under the sun. And I already got my first little Fauci ouchie. Vaccines are good. I do not object to them. I object to force, not vaccines, okay? I will argue with you all day to try to convince you to get one. Okay. So the fourth surge. The docs are saying that we're at the beginning of it right now. And it's likely to be a new variant, B.1.1.7. The thing about this is that it is hitting younger age brackets. In Orange County, here in Florida, a third of the hospitalizations were people under the age of 45. We're getting lax, is what it's boiling down to. Fatigue is setting in, burnout. It's hard to stay at an elevated posture for more than a year, and that's what we've had to do. And we have to keep doing it a little bit longer. People are relaxing. They're not washing their hands as much. They're not wearing their masks, all of that stuff. We have to continue to do this until we're there, until the vaccination rates are high enough. Right now, they're at about 1 in 5. It's not enough yet. We have to stay alert. Every variant is a variant that might be resistant to the inoculation, to the vaccine. Now, according to what I've seen, B.1.1.7, the current vaccines cover it. So bear that in mind. The longer this goes on, because we aren't taking the precautions we should, the worse it's going to be. That should go without saying. People have heard it for a year. We have to keep up our posture. We have to keep up that level of precaution. So, hopefully I won't have to say this too many more times. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Stay at home. If you have to go out, wear a mask. And I'm going to add, go get vaccinated to the end of that. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.